Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. My name is David Nicholas Somlo, and you are listening to DIY Me Mind Presents, the show with the most forgettable name in history. Today, I have a rant prepared about taxes. Should be fun. But first, I'm going to get my check-in out of the way. It's been a mixed bag today. I needed help eating my chicken McNuggets from McDonald's today with buffalo hot sauce. But I didn't need help taking my medication. And I didn't need help putting down the urinals twice in a row now today. So that's my metrics for how I'm doing today. Take from it what you will. I am living with Becker muscular dystrophy, just in case you're just tuning into the show. And these are my thoughts today on taxes. So first off, this comes on the heels of a post that I responded to on Facebook and quickly deleted the response because I don't think the people who posted it have a sense of humor. It was something about taxing the rich is redistribution of wealth, which is socialism. And I said, unless the rich are jerks. Because I was thinking of Robin Hood and how he stole from the rich to give to the poor, but really he stole from bad guys. How were they bad guys? Because they wanted taxes? Because then that's not really the message I remember. I remember it being more good versus evil rather than taxation versus not. And a bunch of hippies living in the forest expecting to live for free. You know? What kind of message is that sending? But anyway, first off, so there's this debate now, whether it's socialism or just forced altruism, which is what I like to call it, when you tax the rich more. First off, we need to agree that taxes are necessary. I agree that I can't do everything. I can't protect myself or maintain our infrastructure, even locally. So I need our government to do that. Many of us can't do that for ourselves. So we group together in something we call a society. You can't have a reasonable debate with young conservatives about this. It's like talking to them about how they're going to need health care. They don't get that they'll need help one day. It's all socialism to them. And they don't want to hear about someone else who can't contribute, benefiting from this thing we call society. Anyway, let's think this out together. So, we need taxes, we agree there. We could tax everybody the same amount, not the same percentage, the same dollar amount, which would be pretty low because the poor would have to still survive after taxes. So it would be low for everybody, but we wouldn't get enough money to pay the government to help us. Why do we care about the poorest among us? You ask, is that socialism in itself? No, that's altruism. Which, side note, some people say there's no such thing as altruism because doing the right thing by other people feels good. Well, no, it necessarily does not. It does not necessarily feel good. And golden ruling someone, treating someone the way you would want to be treated, doesn't mean that you're going to be treated nicely. It's not a social contract type thing, where you agree that if I treat you well, then you're gonna treat me well. And relating to somebody and thinking, you know, I like it when people treat me well. So I'm gonna put that feeling on someone else. That's altruism. That's not, you don't, what do you get out of that? It doesn't feel good to you to make someone else feel good. But you know how to make someone else feel a certain way that is positive. Because you know what makes you feel that way. So you try that on someone else. That's altruism. And that's what I call it when you care about the lowest of the low among us, the most disadvantaged people in this country. By the same token, you don't want people to feel badly. You don't want people to suffer. You don't want them to live paycheck to paycheck. So let's try then a low percentage across the board. Maybe you generate enough funds that way. But most likely not, still, because you're held back by how much the poor can pay and still live comfortably. Now that's a debatable thing, what living comfortably entails, what earning bracket you have to be at to live comfortably and without suffering. But that's a debate for another podcast. And also, I failed to mention that people who pay more are in a higher earning bracket get preferential treatment, no matter what. So that's kind of built into human behavior. Is that socialism? I don't know. Here we get at the crux of the debate. On the right side, you have people saying, not the correct side, the right as opposed to the left side, that I don't want the people who don't work or work in unskilled labor jobs to benefit as much as I do. Otherwise, that's socialism. Versus, we all offer something by being alive, and respect should be given, God-given, I would say, before it is unearned. You know, so there's another side note, that respect is earned is something that rude people say when they lack respect for the person that they're talking to. It shouldn't be earned. Basic human decency should be where we start. The problem comes in when conservatives are confronted by people who don't have any visible disadvantage. Of course, they're for people in wheelchairs getting an even playing field. Unless they caused that problem, unless they injured themselves, let's say by drag racing illegally. Let's say that has happened. That happened to somebody I went to high school with. They raced on the freeway and they died. Should I have to support someone who ends up a paraplegic that way? I don't know. I think, personally, as a liberal, I think yes. People make mistakes and they are entitled to help living if tragedy strikes. But I digress. Let's talk about someone who is not physically disabled or mentally disabled. Conservatives are quick to say, you made your choices, why should I pay for that? 'Cause life is harder for some people than others. That's my take on it, but Anyway, let's think about tax brackets now. Actually, before we talk about brackets, let's talk about this idea that progressives have tried to put forward, that maybe we can earmark our taxes so we know exactly where they're going. If we don't want them to go to social programs that benefit pregnant teenagers, white pregnant teenagers who should have known better, right? According to a conservative. Let's talk about that idea. There it is. That solves the problem a little bit, but tax brackets are good, and they're not necessarily redistribution of wealth. We all benefit if the super wealthy pay a higher percentage of their wealth. And these millionaires and billionaires, what do they actually care? They throw out the word socialism and middle class and pretend that they care about the middle class when they don't. Everybody mistakes the middle class for the super rich. The poor are mad at them. They get worried when you talk about the rich too, because the middle class are like a buffer, and the really rich and angry poor, who respectively don't and do benefit from tax brackets, are either mad at or couldn't care less about the middle class. So the middle class are screwed by being in the middle, and by both parties in the U.S. But we all know what a bracket is, right? That the higher earners end up paying a higher percentage, which I think is fine. And if you don't have your taxes all go to the poor, which they don't, but especially if we start earmarking our taxes, then you'll find it's not socialism, but forced altruism. It's forcing you to take care of the other people in society. What I'm basically proposing is raising the lower limit on the high bracket so it doesn't affect the middle class. Anyway, because you benefit from the same things that they do, they being the poor, whether you think so now or not. In conclusion, making the uber rich, the ultra rich, pay more is not socialism, it's forced altruism, and I propose the poor and the middle class pay the same percentage of their wages as one another, with a fair price for the poor, and the people who make like $1 million a month can give like 50% of their earnings for $6 million in taxes. That's a lot of taxes, but $6 million to be left with at the end of the year is also a lot of money. Combine that with less military spending and there goes the deficit, basically. And I'll end on a question. Why do the middle class stick up for the ultra-rich when the ultra-rich would not do the same for them? I'll leave you with that. Thank you for listening. Go check me out at alexashcreative.com. My novel is available or on all music streaming platforms under Radix, R-A-D-I-X, Revive, Somlo, Ampersand, The Synths, S-Y-N-T-H-S, or Wart. Although there's another Wart, so good luck finding Wart. Where else? You can email me at dsomlo, that's M as in Mary, at gmail.com if you have any constructive feedback. Otherwise, love you and thank you for listening.